The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, good team win. We'll start with the fans. A great showing again on the road. We don't take that for granted. We travel as well as anyone, and whether it was at the hotel last night or around town, you could get the feel that there was a lot of red, white, and blue in town here, and we certainly appreciate that. Just a couple notes to get us started here. I thought that the defense and the takeaways was a big-time difference in the game, and then also getting momentum back after our turnovers with some key stops, some fourth down stops. Sam and Tyler had good days overall, I thought, especially the kick before half by Tyler. Big kick for us right there to get some momentum at least going into half. And then offensively, we had some guys down here and guys stepping up. Mac Hollins, one of them, just one of them. A key play right before half, and then had the wherewithal to get out of bounds. And I thought that was huge. And that last drive that we had, up there and to go to put that drive together, I thought Josh, Khalil, James Cook was a great drive, high-level drive as an offense in that type of situation when we needed it. Taron Johnson making some big plays, obviously, with the pick six, and Austin Johnson coming up with another interception on the screen. We were able to make them one-dimensional, which was important for us. Resilient win overall, very resilient win, and guys just keep stepping up, so time's yours.
But Sean, on offense, how much of a grind was it today? Minus your receivers, the kick, how did Josh manage that?
Yeah, I mean, I know he's got a couple throws he wants back, and those are important for him and for us. Just all hands on deck. I mean, what else can you say? I mean, you're out Keon, you're out Amari, you're out Dalton for the majority of the game, I would say, or somewhere thereabouts. And, Joe, the staff, they didn't flinch. They just kept dialing it up, trying to adjust. I thought the communication at halftime was great by the entire staff, defensively and special teams included. So, I tip my cap to those guys, the staff, and the game plan they put together and the players executed.
Coach, the defense, just in the second half, Taylor has 5 carries for 7 yards.
Yep.
After being pretty successful in the first half, just the job your crew did in the second half there?
Yeah. That's run defense is usually fundamentally based, and I thought that they did a phenomenal job, again, adjusting at halftime with some good information sharing, that was being shared from the booth, and some good communication and collaboration, which it always takes, and the players went and executed. Bobby, I thought, called a really good game, in particular in the second half, based off of what the Colts showed in the first half, and the players executed. We got a couple takeaways there as well, so that was good stuff.
You showed Gregor, so it seems like it's always been there. It would flash, but the consistency that he's arrived at this season, is he playing maybe some of the best football of his career that you've seen?
That was a big, I think he had the sack fumble, right? Just taking advantage of opportunities, right? Players are in situations where they have opportunities to make plays, and he's making them, and as well as other players on our team making some plays. And again, Austin stands out, Q Jeff, Mac, Josh, of course, and then Khalil on that perimeter screen late in the game. That was a huge conversion right there, but just high level of execution.
You mentioned Shakir on that screen.
when you're watching from the sideline, how many times do you think he's down?
I lose him. He's a little guy, so I lose him, you know. I'm a little guy, he's a little guy, so I'm trying to see over people and I can't see, and then I hear the crowd, I hear the Bills fans at this stadium, and they tell me that's a first down, because I know that's what we were looking at. I think it was like third and eight, you know, third and eight situation. So, I mean, all that goes into it to me is a great example of our team, right? The call, the execution of the call, the fundamentals, the heart and desire. To me, it's a kind of a shadow of our team right there.
John, do you like how, I mean, everyone knows that the Chiefs are next week. I know you don't look ahead. But in some guys, you know, they're going to think a little bit probably about that game. You're coming to Indy. It's not a prime time. You know what I mean? It's just, it's another game, but there is that game looming next week. You like the way your team kept focused.
They did. Yeah, they did a great job, led by our leadership group. They just did a great job. When they lead by example, I mean, that's the strongest way to lead, right? And, you know, there's too many in there that I can name. I'll probably leave somebody out, but just very intentional this week on the focus, because there's a lot of young guys that we're counting on to play and play meaningful minutes and plays, and you guys write about, hey, this is probably, I don't know, I don't pay too much attention, but Derek gives me the heads up on some things from time to time, and this is a week-to-week league, and you guys know that. You've been around for a long time.
Sean, you might like what you read. That's a while.
I do it in the off season.
Sean, the Colts had the ball in the midfield range before halftime. Colts had the ball in the midfield range before halftime. You get a couple of yards on third down, line up to go for it on fourth, but decide not to, and they kick it back to you. Offensively, you guys have been so successful at picking up fourth and short. How much of a weapon is that, that you can stop it defensively and you feel like you can pick it up offensively?
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about the same thing, Josh, you know, they were in a fourth down and short situation. You know, I wanted to use the time out there to just see what they were going to do, and they decided to, you know, hard count us. I thought the discipline in that situation by our defensive line and our group there was high level, and then, like you said, they punted back to us, and we were able to get the 3 points before half. So a lot of those things, you know, that's kind of one of those things that flies under the radar sometimes. But, you know, Dennis Locke was up in the booth, and we were talking through that situation. So he's saying, hey, if they get to a fourth down, because sometimes you want to make sure they're not going for it right there. So took a little bit of a chance, but it worked out. And before I move forward, I want to congratulate the Lubick family. I don't know if you guys have heard, but Mark had to drive home this morning first thing as his wife was in the hospital giving birth here. So we're extremely grateful that he's, last I heard, he was about a half hour out from the hospital, but he had a baby, I believe a baby boy. So blessings, and very grateful that he and his wife and the baby are doing well. So
first quarter, you went for it.
Named after you. You could name it Bill. I mean, you know, hey, like, it'd be kind of fitting, right?
First quarter, you're up 10-3, and you went for it on 4th-and-3, which is not 4th-and-1, and you didn't get it. Why were you so aggressive that early in the game, already up? You could have gone up 10 at that point.
Just felt like, you know, the plan we had was to be aggressive, and you know, I've got tremendous confidence. Every situation is different, but I have tremendous confidence in Josh and our players. Looked like we had an opportunity there. And I felt like we had an opportunity on third down as well, leading into that. And so I just think every game's different. And, you know, I like the ball in Josh's hands. So they made the play. I don't regret the decision. I regret the result, naturally. But you know, we'll see as we move forward here. But just felt like, you know, this is a team that I think their record was what it was. I can't remember what it was because it's really not important. But every loss that they had was by 8 points or less. So this is a good football team, well-coached football team. We've got a ton of respect for them.
Terrence said he made a mistake earlier in the season. It cost a bit. And he thinks that the Colts believed they were going to kind of bait him into doing the same thing. And he said, but they didn't, and that was the pick six. Yeah. How proud are you hearing something like the Taryn learned from the mistake and made him pay for it?
Yeah, well, he's one of our leaders that I was referring to earlier, Josh. And when you lead by example, again, that just, everyone's going to make mistakes. But when you can learn from it and say, hey, this is, you know, quite honestly, a copycat league where people try the same plays, sometimes week to week, even though it may not be in the repertoire normally. And right away, the first play was one of those plays, and he picked it.
Sean, what does it do for your team that on different weeks, different sides or different players can step up? Some weeks it's the offense. They need a play at the end. They get down the field. They kick the field goal last week. This week, defense essentially pitches a shutout in the second half. What does that do for the psyche and the mentality of your team, knowing that maybe their side doesn't always have to be the one?
Yeah, I think they're just very competitive. They're a very competitive group. They take a lot of pride in not letting each other down. They love each other. I think that's a big piece of this. This is a team has a pretty strong bond. And then again, that starts with the players and the leadership group and leading by example and guys getting together when they're not in the building. And same thing with the significant others, the wives and whatnot, with the groups that they share together when the players are at the facility working. So I think Buffalo is unique in that way. And Kyle Williams taught me that years ago when I first sat down with Jim and Thurman and those guys years ago when I first got here, how Buffalo provides an opportunity and a unique opportunity because of the community and the way it's laid out.
How do you try to make next week just one game when it's going to be the game of the week and fans are going to be going nuts about it? How do you keep your team focused that it's one week?
Yeah. I just think, they've been able to do a good job of that to this point. And, the expectations that we have for ourselves are the most important ones. We certainly understand, everybody putting a lot into this coming game. And we will, too. But we put a lot into every game. If we don't, we're doing ourselves a disservice. So we owe that every week to ourselves and to our fans to put the same amount of preparation every week. And it's a good football team that's coming in, an undefeated football team and well-coached. So we have a ton of respect for them. So we got to see if we can get a little bit healthy here and put the week of preparation in and move forward from there. All right. Thanks, guys.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.